First up, why a type of sugar might be behind the spread of a superbug. Clostridium difficile is a type of bacteria commonly found causing problems in hospital wards. It leads to diarrhea and is responsible for thousands of deaths every year. But it hasn't always been such a big problem. Since the 2000s, one strain, or ribotype in particular, has been spreading faster and becoming more dangerous. Antibiotic resistance is part of the problem, but now a new study has revealed another culprit may be in our diets. Here's study author Robert Britton, Professor of Microbiology at Baylor College of Medicine.
We wanted to understand why they're doing better in the environment. So one of the things we tested was whether or not there were certain sugars or other types of carbon sources that ribotype 027 strains liked better than other C. difficile strains. And we stumbled upon this disaccharide of glucose called triolose. And so while we were testing this, we found that the ribotype 027 strains do much better on triolose. But what was more surprising is we found a second ribotype, ribotype 078, that could also eat low concentrations of this sugar. And this ribotype is also an epidemic and hypervirulent ribotype of C. diff. So it was very striking that these two very unrelated ribotypes had both acquired this ability and both started causing major epidemics around the early 2000s.
And do we know why that timing is important, or why the early 2000s?
Well, we investigated the mechanisms for how triolose was able to be eaten at lower concentrations in both these strains, and they were completely independent. And so what was the key driver of why these emerged in the early 2000s? And what we think has happened is that triolose is a sugar that the food industry for a long time has wanted to use as a dietary additive. But unfortunately, it was very expensive to produce, and it cost $700 a kilogram prior to the year 1995. A low-cost production method was invented in that year that drove the price down to $2 to $3 per kilogram. And that made it very attractive for the food industry to use. And it was approved for use in the United States by the FDA in 2000 and in Europe in 2001. We think that's the key link.
Okay, so we've got this evidence that these two very dangerous strains both have separately got this ability to break down this sugar. And it's also the timing of the sugar becoming available in Europe and America coincides with when these started to become dangerous. But do we know for sure it is this sugar that's causing it, or could it be something else and it's just a coincidence?
It is an association, and there's no way of going back and for sure proving this. But we think that the tipping point for these two strains was really the addition of triolose. And the fact that we do see increased disease severity in our mouse model, which is associated with what we see in humans, is also a striking coincidence. And so we hypothesize that this is the case, and we hope that this stimulates future clinical research to see if limiting triolose in patients that have these types of C. diff in their intestines will improve their outcome.
That was going to be my next question. Where is triolose found?
Well, triolose is a sugar that's found in many different products. Unfortunately, we don't know exactly which, because that level of description on our labels isn't always there. But if you look at the generally regarded as safe report by the FDA, what we find is that it's basically anywhere you would put regular table sugar, sucrose. You see it in standard things you'd imagine, like ice cream and cakes and other candies, but you also find it in ground beef, pastas, bread, sushi, things that you may not even really think that there's a lot of sugar in, but in fact it is added. And so, it's hard to know exactly how much and where it is, but it clearly has inundated the market since it was approved.
Okay, so not very easy or practical to cut it out of our diets then. So what about in hospitals? Is there anything practical we can take forward from this?
Well, I think at this stage, the research certainly suggests that we should do more research to see if limiting triolose in hospitals will help drive down the emergence of some of the ribotype 027 and 078 hypervirulent strains. And if we can also impact the health of patients that have this by altering their diet and not providing them sugars that make this disease more severe. I'm hoping that that's where future research will go in the clinic.
That was Robert Britton, and that work was published in the journal Nature.